This is GIS News. Coming up, 600 new vending spaces for downtown Kingston. Government firm in its commitment to the objectives of the Commonwealth, and the country's agro-exporters encouraged to ensure their packaging facilities are operating at international standards. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Okay, children. Who can tell me how much 25 times 25
Charlene,
is?
Charlene, wake up and Mr. Go catch you asleep in a class again.
I'm not sleeping. My belly hurting me.
Again? So your parents never given a breakfast this morning again?
No, my belly hurt me bad too.
Over 30% of all Jamaican children attend school without breakfast every morning. But hungry children cannot learn. Parents, try to ensure your children have a nutritious breakfast before going to school each morning to help them do their best. Our children, Jamaica's future.
Now the news. 600 new vending spaces are to be created within the Market District in downtown Kingston. Mayor Angela Brownberg says the project is to be carried out in collaboration with several private and public sector entities.
In an association with UDC and EU and the Petro-Carib funding, we should be doing some work on the Jubilee Market. We have just completed with USAID and Digicel and UDC the redemption market. So once you get the redemption market back in place, then we have space for 160 vendors. You go to Jubilee, you'll have some additional space.
Mayor Brownberg says space is also being identified to facilitate persons who sell juices and snacks to commuters. She says this is to allow for the maintenance of public order in downtown Kingston. The government of Jamaica is firm in its commitment to the Commonwealth. This from Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, who says Jamaica has benefited from its involvement in the community. Benefits include the strengthening of the country's debt recording and management through the provision of training to public officials. Senator Nicholson was addressing students at Monday's Commonwealth Day Symposium at the Jamaica Conference Center, said the Commonwealth Secretariat has also assisted the development of the Kingston Harbor.
In addition, Jamaica and other Caribbean countries have received assistance from the Commonwealth Secretariat in areas such as economic policy development and science and technology, management reform, and human resource development.
Commonwealth Day is observed annually on the second Monday in March. This year's observance was under the theme Opportunity Through Enterprise, Unlocking Potential with Innovation and Excellence. The country's agro-exporters are being encouraged to ensure their packaging facilities are operating to international standards. Plant and Quarantine Manager at the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dalton Hastings, says any deviation from safety requirements resulting in unsafe food entering the trade system can harm the country's reputation.
One person to tarnish the entire name of the country. You have to understand, when you leave Jamaica, you are no longer just shipping as yourself. You are representing the country. So whatever you do must be of a certain standard that can protect the industry.
Mr. Hastings was addressing exporters at a recently held technical workshop in Montego Bay, St. James. The workshop was organized by JAMPRO under the FinPIMI Export Plus program, an initiative of the Inter-American Investment Corporation in collaboration with its parent organization, the Inter-American Development Bank. The government has given its commitment to continue empowering the nation's women and girls through increased access to information. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says this will allow women to fully and effectively exploit their roles as nurturers and conveyors of knowledge.
The Jamaican government fully supports access to information and liberalization of information flows, particularly critical scientific and technical information. We believe that women stand to benefit more from this open access. Women are natural information carriers and facilitators. They play a pivotal, if sometimes unrecognized, role in building knowledge societies and fostering a thirst for information.
Senator Faulkner was speaking on the topic, the role of women in the building of knowledge societies, at the closing at the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Regional Open Access Consultation, which was held recently. That was GIS News. I'm Enthrose Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.